Macmillan Audio presents The Cavenden Women by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read for you by Anna Bentinck.
Part 1. A Family Reunion. July 1926. The little world of childhood with its familiar surroundings is a model of the greater world. The more intensively the family has stamped its character upon the child, the more it will tend to feel and see its earlier miniature world again in the bigger world of adult life. Carl Jung, The Theory of Psychoanalysis, 1913. Chapter 1. Cecily Swann knew it well, this path. She had walked it all of her life, and it was an old familiar. Lifting her head, she looked up at the grand house towering above her on top of the hill. Cavenden Hall, one of the great stately homes of England. It was the finest of all in Yorkshire. The house was her destination this morning, as it had been so often when she was growing up. Her parents and her brother Harry lived in Little Skell Village at the edge of Cavenden Park, just as their ancestors had done, for 173 years, to be exact. It was a lovely Friday morning in the middle of July, and there was no hint of rain today. The sunshine streamed down, bathing the house in that crystalline northern light which gave the exterior its soft, peculiar sheen at different times of day. Cecily glanced about as she walked on. She had half expected to see Ginevra loitering here, but there was no sign of the gypsy girl. The Romany wagons were visible on the hill at the far end of the fields. Ginevra's family still lived on the Sixth Earl's land.